pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, if you could check the roll. We do have a quorum. If I could ask for a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting, December 19th.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Glasper, Ms. Madison second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. We do have two speakers this evening. I would first invite Recorder Amy Meyer to come forward. Ms. Meyer, if you'd please take your time.
All right. Thank you all for the opportunity to speak tonight. I'm here to talk with you about the Americans with Disabilities Act. As some of you may or may not know, this act was signed into law by George Bush in 1990. That's the year I graduated from high school, so it's been a while. Even though this law was signed in almost 30 years ago, our county government is sending a message of willful noncompliance by failures to adapt our county government to the ADA requirements. Now, we have some folks here. We have Kathy Contarino from Impact, as well as Dane Rockefeller and Amy Foster. Thank you for coming. Kathy's worked with the county before, and she's indicated to me that she is more than willing to work with the county again to get something into place that will allow for us to move forward with ADA compliance within the county. Now, I'm here specifically because for 2 years we've been working on an ADA project within our office. Right now, if somebody comes in to transact business with us, we have to look down at them. The assessor's office, they can't conduct business there in a dignified way, nor in planning and development, which are all places where we have to send folks. What I'm asking is that our ADA project be funded fully. We received $25,000 in funding for 2 years. That got reappropriated and reappropriated. And while we have 2 years' worth of discussions that we've had, we've always been pushed to the back of the line. It is important that ADA compliance occur within the county. The recorder's office wants to be the start of that. When our property merges with the clerk, you'll have two offices that have ADA compliance. I'm also wanting the county to take this seriously. We are required by law to have a plan in place. This is a workable plan that is to be reviewed every year with people from the outside that understand what it's like to try to access a building and to have barriers in place that prevent you from doing that. We have a duty as representatives to represent and allow access to government for all people. So I'm asking that a committee be set to deal with ADA. There was a plan done in 2012. Let's take a look at it and let's move forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Mr. Brad Van Hoos. Mr. Van Hoos, are you here? Okay. Please take your time coming forward. And again, the rules are 3 minutes for speaking. Take your time. And I will tap the gavel at when you have 30 seconds left, just to give you a little notice. Feel free to leave any notes. You can put those on file with the county clerk.
Thank you for the privilege to come before this board and speak to you this evening. While it is a right, I do consider it a privilege, so I want to say thank you first of all. Most of you don't know who I am. My name's Brad Van Hoos. I worked this last November's election as the poll watcher here at the county courthouse for the early mail-in voting. I'm happy to report back to you that it went very well. Having worked in other counties in past elections, the The conduct that I witnessed, the transparency and the openness that I was given by Ms. Ming and her entire staff, I have to classify it as pretty much exemplary. There's a lot of confusion about the early voting, and a lot of people have a lot of misnomers about it. It's kind of outside of the checks and balances, and I think going forward, the best way would be to a little more education about how that process works. Ms. Ming and our Ms. Mendoza, I apologize. They were more than open. They showed me everything that I needed to see. I don't think I was ever denied one request from her office. The process was open. The process was transparent, and it was exemplary. Mail-in voting is going to be the way it of the future, I guess. Most of you realize that. I think to really curb a lot of the, I guess, if the lack of a better word, on both sides, is sometimes occasional suspicion, is just to ask. I think that once any person in this room or any citizen witnesses the way the mail-ins come in, the way they're processed, and then the way they're ultimately counted, it's a pretty basic process. Also, I want to, before I forget, I did not, as a poll watcher, I did not ask one side who, you know, if you're a Democratic election judge or a Republican election judge. I came here to learn your process during the early voting, and the judges were just awesome. You know, a few misunderstandings here and there, little things, but nothing at all that I could criticize. So I want to thank the judges, too, but Republican and Democrat, they did a wonderful job, and my hat is off to them. I work as an independent legal researcher, and I cover the courts south of Springfield. I'm a case extraction specialist. I work for some newspapers, and I work for a handful of law firms as clients. As a poll watcher, most of you know that the key thing that you're supposed to do is at the end of your cycle is get a tape, right? That's, you know, so you know how many ballots were counted and went through that machine. Unfortunately, at the end of the early voting, before I was able to get that, I was removed by a sheriff's deputy for absolutely no reason at all before I was allowed to get that.
Thank you, Mr. Van
Thank Hoos. You.
3 minutes.
All right.
Okay, if we'd move on to appointments, we have had a request to separate out number 4. That's from the Madison County Mass Transit MCT. And is there any other? Yes, Ms. Dalton.
I'd like you to separate 1A and 3A also.
1A and 3A?
5A okay. also. 5.
I'm sorry?
5A.
5A? And? Okay. So if I could have a motion to go forward on 2, which is Jackie Clement for the Madison County Health Advisory Committee, Kenneth Mueller for the County Ditch Drainage, Ryan Needler for the Collinsville Fire Protection District, and Roddy Riggs for the Tri-Township Water District. If I could have a motion to approve those.
Moved.
A motion. Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you. If we could go then to number 1, if I could have a motion to approve Lori Plocker, recommended to appointment of a 3-year term, replacing Jennifer Weller, whose term expired April of 2008.
Moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Yes, Mr. Holliday.
The reason that she's being relieved is what? Why are you replacing her?
I've been exchanging phone calls with Ms. Weller. It's not her fault, but I do believe that someone told me that she had been there 8 years. Nothing negative. I've heard she's done a very good job, but I do like to see new eyes, and so that's the only reason, nothing negative.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Yeah, Ms.
Yes.
Dalton?
I'd just like to say that this is a mental health board, and I don't see where Ms. Plocher is involved with mental health.
Well,
she's
actually,
in
this
rehab,
is.
Rehab, but, you know, not.
I'm sorry, Ms.
Health.
Dalton. This is the Madison County Health Advisory Committee.
I know, but I still feel it should be a person that has some kind of understanding of mental health.
Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none. Roll call.
Can I do a roll call?
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Ayes have it. If we can move on to number three, this is, if I could have a motion to appoint Rebecca Dunn Bradley for an appointment to a three-year term of the Madison County Health Advisory Committee, replacing Deborah Schwenk, whose term expired April of 2018.
So moved.
We have a motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Yes, Ms. Dalton.
Same reason again. This is a dental person. What has that got to do with
You're
mental
required
health?
To have a dentist.
Well, it's my understanding, and Doc knows a lot more about this than I do, but we do have on this committee, there's a requirement that we have one dentist, one MD, and one RN, and we can have two. I think by appointing a dentist, Dr. Bradley, we'll have then two dentists, which we can have. Any other discussion or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay. If we could go on to number four, and that is if I could have a motion to appoint Chris Guy.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Second.
Yes, Ms. Kuhn.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to say I have had requests many times for the transit appointment to be a Highland appointment. A Highland appointment would be a true Eastern Madison County appointment. I am voting for Chris Guy to take this position. Chris and I have spoke, and I truly believe Chris will be fair in honoring requests from the eastern side of the county where the population of Highland is the heaviest populated area. I also feel many of these appointments should be put on a ballot for the public to vote on. It's time for the people to have the vote on who, is serving them. I appreciate the fact that you, Mr. Chairman, and I had this conversation and you were in agreement with me. It's impossible for the administration or the board member to really know what person is best serves some of these boards. It's time for the politics to be taken out of some of these appointments. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kuhn, and I do appreciate your concern for Highland. Highland is a thriving housing market. One of the goals I know they're cost constraints, but it's always been a dream of a number of people to have a really robust bus line between Troy and the Air Force Base, and I know many people from Scott work in the Highland area, so thank you. Any other discussion on this? Yes, Mr. King.
Yeah, Chairman. For the same, basically, I'm going to also vote for Chris, but I think that board does need to be split up, whether it needs somebody from the far eastern side of the county and the western side of the county from that Alton, that area. I think that needs to be represented too. So I think in the future that's something that probably needs logistically, you know, perhaps we look at that from that standpoint, whether political, whatever aspirations, I don't care. But I think logistically on that board that would make sense. So
I do appreciate that. We do have a very thriving and we're very thankful for that in the Gateway Commerce Center and right there, and that's really right in the middle of our county where we really want to serve those industries and those employees. So any other discussion? Yes, Mr. Holliday?
How many people are on this Madison County District?
How many on the board?
Yeah, on that board.
Five.
Okay. Is that some kind of criteria that it has to be five?
As far as it is five, I don't know beyond that. Yes, I do believe that's true. Yeah.
Okay. And should we not, like everyone's saying, have representation from each part of the county? I mean, like Bruce has been, or someone from Alton has been on that for I don't know how long it was.
And I think it's the responsibility of everyone on that board to represent the county. I think different parts of the county do have different needs. In the last 10 years, that's changed a great deal with the Gateway Commerce Center and really the job hub of many, many jobs have been created there, probably 6,000 to 7,000, and that's a good thing. So, but I think that every board member has a responsibility to represent the entire county. Yes, Mr. Parkinson?
I just wanted to point out to everybody that this was postponed from last month due to a conflict in the way that Mr. Guy was going to be paid, and it's my understanding that has been corrected.
That's also my understanding. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Thank you.
Abstain.
Yes, we have one abstention. We also have another abstention.
Can I ask for the reasons for the abstention?
Mr. Walters.
The reasons for the abstains?
I've done work with Mr. Kane before, and I kind of feel like I should stay out of that.
The, okay. I think we're done with appointments.
No, we have.
I'm sorry. We have. Okay, I'm sorry. We have the Metro East Sanitary District. If I could have a motion to appoint Matt Krekovich to. If we could first just get the motion on the floor, thank you. A motion to appoint Matt Krekovich to complete the unexpired term of Don Sawicki, who has resigned.
So moved.
Yes, we have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? Mr. Hankins.
Chairman,
yes.
I have questions. It really deals with the MESD board opening that was created and how that became. Their minutes aren't available on their website yet. I know their meeting was recently. I'm curious if that was done in per Illinois Open Meetings Act. I think we would know more about that next month.
It's my understanding that the hiring is the prerogative of the executive director. Now, I did look at the briefly. I looked at the MESD website today. I saw that they had the agendas for 2018 and also the minutes for 2018. As for 2019, I did not see the new year up there. I'll admit that to you.
The agenda was under 2018.
It was listed under 2018?
Yeah, it was still under
2018.
But I'm curious who voted for that because the new hire was a board member. So I'm curious about that. There's enough question there that I'd like to make a motion to postpone this appointment for 1 month. Next meeting, we have all that information available.
So you're making a motion to postpone?
I'm making that original motion to postpone it for a month.
Second. We have a second.
I would ask for you to vote no on this. I think we need to get somebody on there with the retirement of the gentleman. So I would ask for no vote so that we can get this gentleman on there.
Any other discussion on the motion to postpone? Yes, Mr. Chapman.
How does the motion to postpone solve the problems that you say were related with the hiring? It doesn't seem to me that the hiring someone for a position is a totally different issue than filling a board vacancy. And so I don't really understand how one would really influence the other.
So would you be in favor of?
I think that is not a reason not to move ahead for me personally. And I was wondering the reasoning of the person that moved it and seconded it, how would this solve our problem? I mean, that they're saying we have. How does postponing it solve that problem that they feel that there hasn't been transparency?
Okay. Mr. Madison.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Personally, I know Don Sawicki, and not only is he a good guy, but he's an industrial guy. He's got a very good industrial mind. I've spoken to him about industrial things quite a few times, including this subject. And the guy knows his stuff.
Well, I will mention also that we're voting on the appointment of Matt Krekovich to the board. Yes, Mr. Parkinson.
I think the issue that's being discussed here is that Mr. Sawicki didn't retire. He took an $80,000 a year job.
He did retire.
MSD. He retired from being
resigned from the board.
Okay. Because retired is what was said. And he's taken an $80,000 a year position is what we're being told. And we'd like to see the minutes from that meeting to see, because there's three Republicans on that board and two Democrats on that board. And if the Democrats voted no and the Republicans voted yes, that would mean Mr. Sawicki would have had to vote for his own raise, and that's what we want to see. And
well,
that's why we'd like to postpone this.
As far
until
as
next
the minutes
month.
On this county board, the minutes are not available until they're approved by the county board. And so those minutes would be approved at the next
so
board meeting.
So there's no
yes,
harm
Mr.
in waiting
Michael?
Until next month.
I just said, wouldn't the executive director be in charge of hiring, though, instead
that's
of the
true.
Actual board member? So,
that's true.
So they wouldn't have voted on an employee being hired.
But I'm told the board did meet to confirm that. Hire? Is that, Doug, what you said?
I don't know how MESD operates or how. I'm assuming the executive director hired.
It's my understanding it's the prerogative of the executive director. Yes, Mr. Chapman?
Only speaking a second time to respond to Mr. Parkinson. Again, if there's been a resignation and there's an opening, the however this gentleman was hired is a totally different issue than filling a vacancy that apparently he legally resigned. I mean, why would we not move ahead on an appointment? We do have
very important work to do in MESD. We will be letting bids. Juno Associates will be letting bids for a $10 to $11 million interceptor, sanitary sewer interceptor, which will be very important to County Board Member Glasper's district, which is important. It's collapsing, and we need to move forward. And that the plan is so we do have important work to do and immediate work to do in MESD. Ms. Glasper?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Again, I must object to you appointing someone other than a Dennis Madison resident because we still do not have a board, and I urge you to consider representation on this board from the Madison Dennis area.
I will mention that Mr. Charlie Brenza, who is on the MESD board, he grew up in Madison. And I will mention that although Mr. Matt Krekovich grew up his entire life in Granite City, all of his grandparents lived in Madison. So they're truly aware of that area. I will say that. Yes, so any additional discussion? We do have a motion.
Second.
We did have a second from Mr. Minner, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, we're doing a vote, though. This will be a roll call, and I need Jack to second.
Okay.
Mr. Minner, will you second for me, please? Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman,
yes,
we're voting on the motion.
Yes,
to
Mr.
Postpone.
McCray. Yes.
To postpone or not to postpone?
We are now voting on the motion to postpone the appointment.
Postpone. No, it's not to postpone.
Yes. So yes is to postpone. No is not to postpone. So I would call for a roll call. Motion fails. We do have the motion on the floor. Any additional discussion regarding the appointment of Matt Krekovich? I will call for all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so the ayes have it. I'm sorry? Okay, we have an abstention. Ms. Novosich, okay. Okay, moving on, Mr. Walters, on behalf of the Executive Committee, if you would please bring in the resolution concerning wages for non-bargaining unit employees.
Yeah, this is a resolution concerning the wages for non-bargaining unit, and again, this was discussed last month, and I'm asking for an aye vote.
We have a motion.
And a second?
Yes, Chair.
Yes, any discussion?
I guess just a clarifying question.
Yes, Mr. Michael?
This is in the budget.
Raises were included in the budget on the personnel sheets, yes. Okay. COLA, cost of living increases.
Sure. Okay. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
I just had a question, sir.
Yes, Mr. Chapman?
And I'm not saying anything is wrong. I'm just wondering. I was asked by one of my constituents if anybody received this COLA raise last year, if they could still get one this year, because apparently you're supposed to look at this in a biennial fashion. Is there any reason we
can you give me an example? For example, in under another elected official, are you asking if I know that some COLAs have been granted to management department heads within certain departments that are under elected officials? Is that what you're asking? If they would receive another COLA? Is that your question?
I'm just saying if anybody in this group of people would have received a COLA last year, would they receive can they actually receive an additional COLA this year given the personnel rules?
Should probably continue the vote.
I'm not sure I understand the question.
You're voting.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Ms. Novosich.
Can we call on Auditor Fasten, please?
You know, I think we have, we really were right on the way to vote, and I don't have the answer to that question, Phil. I don't. I don't sure I understand the question.
Maybe
so if I could proceed
Fassin
with
does.
The roll call.
We're in the middle of voting.
Yeah, we're voting.
Yes.
People to confirm their votes.
Yeah. We started, already started voting.
Okay. Can we have Auditor Fassin speak after the fact? Just to answer that question?
I think we're just going to move forward. I think we can talk. The motion carries. We can talk after the county board meeting, Ms. Novosich. Mr. Moore, on behalf of the Finance and Government Operations Committee, if you could please bring in the various items.
I'd like number three to be separated, please.
Okay, separating number three. Anything else? Because I was going to group one through four together, but I'll do one, two, and four if that's okay. All right, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, after discussion and approval by the Finance Committee, we present to you the following reports from the Auditor's Office and two resolutions for your consideration. Item C, number one, summary report of claims and transfers with a November revised report and the December report as presented to us by the Auditor. Item C, number two, the FY 2018 immediate emergency appropriation for various funds. Item C, number four, resolution authorizing participation in the service program of the Office of the State Attorney's Appellate Prosecutor for 2019. I move that the board adopt the recommendations of the Finance Committee, which a vote of yes would be in order.
I need a second.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. We're voting on one, two, and four.
One, two, and four.
Motion carries. Mr. Moore?
Yes, and the item that we separated to look at separately is item C, number three. Resolution for reappropriations of remaining 2018 budget to the 2019 budget. Approved by the board, the Finance Committee, and offered to the full board for your vote of a yes. Discussion?
We have a second. Any discussion? Yes, Mr. Parkinson.
I've got quite a bit to go over on this because it is a very important item on the agenda tonight, so if everybody would bear with me. You were given a packet that has a budget for the IT department and their payroll and the personnel department and their salaries as well. So if you start with the first page down at the bottom right-hand side under the fiscal year 2019 budget, the very last item on the papers that you were handed. So although the Finance Committee reduced the health insurance premiums budget during the budget process, the health insurance benefits amount of $4,808,812 was approved. This is sufficient based on the amount of the fiscal year 2018 actual premiums paid and the fact that there was no rate increase for the health insurance premiums paid by the personnel budget for the base and HSA plans from fiscal year 2018 to current year 2019. The Finance Committee also voted to remove the salary of the compliance manager in fiscal year 2018 and fiscal year 2019, which was a position that the administration created in fiscal year 2017 without approval of the board and has never received budget approval for that position. The administration has received their fiscal year 2019 to move budget for the compliance manager salary out of the health insurance premiums and legal fees budgets. You can see those expenditures. If you look down that bottom section that I pointed out, you'll see the 2019 budget requested. You have the salaries at $284,843. The finance revisions that were approved were a $99,571 reduction. The budget approved was the $185,272. And then the revised budget that was done, I believe, by Mr. Thompson, of what you'd be voting for tonight, is $279,809. That increase comes from the next line, which was what they had budgeted, was $4,928,543.
The finance revisions that were approved by this board in November was $99,571 reduction, and what was approved was $4,808,822. The reduction was the $119,731. I'm sorry, I misspoke. For a approved budget of $4,808,822. Under Mr. Thompson's revised budget here that you'd be voting on tonight, he's reduced this number to $4,746,418, which is that reduction is added up into the salaries portion. And then under the other expenses here, there was no reduction. He's reduced that down to $130,007, and he's added that additional amount of money up to the salaries portion, which comes out to a figure of $94,537. So knowing that, knowing we had no insurance increases, I don't see any reason why we need to reappropriate the money that's been asked for by that budget, which is $196,228, because the money's already there for that John Thompson salary, so there's no reason to reappropriate any money there. Secondly, the budget preparation material sent by Doug Hulme on July 20th, 2017 stated, and you have that in your packet, if unspent funds remain in a department budget at the end of the fiscal year, the department head or elected official may request that up to one-half of the unspent amounts be approved for a one-time expenditure that will improve the department's ability to provide services. Salaries and health insurance are not one-time expenditures. So we're asking for money to be reappropriated, and I don't know why, because I've shown you that the money that they need to meet their goals for salaries are budgeted. There was no increase in the insurance. Mr. Thompson's salary is covered, and you can see where it comes from. It comes from health insurance and the other. He has $130,000 left in his other account, so I don't know why we're going to reappropriate this money and remove it from the money that's been allocated, the $2.5 million for the jail project.
Thank you.
Secondly,
I think you're beyond the 3 minutes. In our bylaws, you can't just monopolize the entire meeting.
Mr. Prinsler. I'm not done.
Well,
we're talking about a very important issue here, and you're stopping me, and you're infringing upon my rights to represent my people.
I'd like Mr. Wesley would like to speak, and maybe
I'm not done speaking, Mr. Prinsler. Are you denying me my right to represent my people?
We do have order.
You're denying me my rights.
Bylaws.
You're denying me my rights, and I'm not done. This is a very important issue.
If you would like to give him a second opportunity, I'll be short. I give that.
I don't know that I'm going to get another one. I'm not ready to give up the floor.
That's 3 minutes.
I'm not ready to give up the floor. I am still speaking. I'll continue with the IT department. Last year, the IT department asked to reappropriate the money for the SANS storage system, and there's $206,000 left in that. His request is for $145,170 to carry over without any reasons given for that reappropriation, which is a violation of our own rules that say you have to say what it's reappropriated for. There's still enough money in this year's budget to cover all of his expenses. So, again, I don't know why we're reappropriating any money
for
him.
I will say, Mr. Parkinson, you're well beyond the 3 minutes. And, you know, I called you to speak about what was on the county board agenda. I tried to call all county board members, and none of this was brought up. I just wanted to put that on the record.
So with this money being taken out.
But I would like for Mr. Wesley now to speak.
I'm not finished.
Mr. Wesley,
you keep interrupting me. I'm not done. That's going to relieve. That's going to be a deficit in the budget.
The only thing I would like to say.
Ray, I'm sorry. I wasn't done.
Mr. Wesley has the floor.
I don't know how he can have the floor.
Because you have gone over your 3 minutes, and that is what is in the bylaws. And we're going to try this year,
go ahead,
to bring more order and decorum to the county board meeting. I've given you 3 minutes.
Go ahead, Ray.
Mr. Chairman, with due respect, all the information that Mr. Parkinson has given us already tonight, there's only one item in there that I'd like to take exception to. And that's the fact that position of Mr. Thompson is not an appointed position. It was a job description that was approved by the Personnel Committee. It was a hired position and therefore did not have to come before this board. So I wanted to get that clear. I've heard about that position being created without the approval of the board on at least two different other occasions in different board meetings, and I wanted to clear that that up. That was approved as a job description out of personnel committee and was a hired position.
Thank you. Any additional discussion? Ms. Kuhn.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I talked to Mr. Parkinson, and I just want to reassure one of my constituents in the audience that he has no problem with the museum, correct? Mike?
I'm sorry?
You have no problem with the museum, correct?
I can't hear you, Judy. I'm sorry.
The museum, you have no problem with.
Yeah, that's not part of what I was speaking of at this time.
Okay. Any other discussion from anyone else here as a board member?
I do. I'd like to speak again because everybody else has had the opportunity to speak.
That's okay. Mr. Parkinson, you're well beyond your 3 minutes. I'm going to give you one more minute to speak.
I think I get another 3 minutes because everybody's spoken already.
Okay.
So as I was trying to finish, that this leaves us with a deficit in the of $541,000 to the general fund. Now, pulling back the $2.5 million from the jail project is going to show you on paper that that's not the case, but you're going to be in deficit of $541,000. You're pulling the jail money back at $2.5, which we're still going to have to pay that. Those projects are approved. We set that $2.5 million aside to pay for this project last year. We all voted for it, and we need to honor those commitments because that's what we voted for. Secondly, I make a motion to amend the reappropriations and IT administration budget from $145,170 to zero, and in personnel administration from $196,228 to zero.
Ms. Mendoza, are you catching that?
I'm trying.
Okay. Could you repeat that, Mr. Parkinson? The motion.
I'll read it again. The motion is to amend the reappropriations and IT administration budget from $145,170 to zero, and in personnel administration from $196,228 to zero, because there's no reason to put that money back in there, because as I've shown you, they have enough money in the budget that's been proposed, and they already have excess money.
Thank you. Any discussion?
We need a second.
Yes. We have a second? Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Goggin.
On the IT budget, of the $100,000 is it that they're asking for, $36,288 is for an upgrade to the unified communication system. $10,000 is for a SQL server to do logging. $18,720 was for an intern that was removed at the last minute from the budget. $20,000 is for NetMotion service contracts for NetMotion. That's important for public safety. Okay, and $52,500 is for a junior system administrator that's already been hired back in October. Okay, and $6,000 is for training. And this money that Mr. Parkinson talks about that's supposed to pay for this from the unspent money for the server, I don't think that's true. For the sand storage, I don't agree with that at all. So I would encourage members to not vote to amend
it. It's in the budget.
Yes. Any additional discussion?
Chairman, if I could just say these reappropriations are restoring very last-minute cuts that were done on the last day of the budget process. And when talking to Lisa, the former Finance Committee Chairman, she said, these cuts are not for any specific individual, but these are cuts that I want you to find money elsewhere. Well, reappropriation is elsewhere. That money's been saved. We have managers are very diligent. They don't spend all the money that's given to them. When there's opportunities to save, they do. And I think that's why we have the reappropriation clause in our ordinance, because we need to reward good management. Certainly, we don't want to get in a situation where we're communicating to managers that you should spend every dime in your budget so that you can get that same amount next year. We want to have responsibility. So that's my two cents.
Yes, any additionals?
They've had a chance
Mr. Chapman?
Well, my is a question. I want to thank my colleague, Mr. Goggins, for explaining exactly what this money is going towards. He gives us a very good picture. And it's obvious to me that these appropriations go to something significant. And I'm not saying that the $196,228 isn't going to something good, but as long as someone's saying that we should take it back to zero, I should like to know what you intend to spend that money for, which I think is a logical question. Can someone answer that for me, please?
I would answer it generally, Mr. Chapman, and that is when I was managing a department, and I don't see anything wrong with the budget being reappropriated. Again, I go back to what Mr. Hume said, and that is when we have managers who are determined not to spend their budget, but to spend significantly less than their budget. IT is a perfect example of that, where they've reduced their employees from what I under 18 to 13.
I think that's
something like that. And so we have voluntary reductions. And when a manager does that, they should not be penalized by saying, "Well, Mr. Smith." In any case, I don't want to belabor the point. I think the message is that we're not trying to encourage, and that's been done in the past here, where managers have been encouraged to spend their budget.
If I may, and I appreciate your answer. However, it didn't exactly answer what I was asking, which is exactly what will the money be spent for? Because it says here in our own rules, number 14, if unspent funds remain in the department's budget at the end of the fiscal year, the department head or elected official may request up to one half. Okay. I guess we're doing that in this case. Such requests will be analyzed to determine what impact having unspent funds should have on the budget levels. That's Mr. Parkinson's point, I believe. The county chairman and finance and government operations committee shall recommend which request shall be approved. I guess we're doing that. But I'm still wondering exactly what is the $196,228 going to be spent for? I'm not
because,
saying
Mr. Chairman, when that money was outlined in the 2019 budget, our request was made to the Finance Committee and outlined. That cut of around this $190,000 was cut from that from the very last Finance Committee meeting. Inside the personnel budget, we have health benefits, we have payroll for four individuals, we have a legal, we pay for labor relations legal fees out of it, and a number of other items. And so when that cut of $190,000, their amounts was made, we had to submit a budget sheet to the auditor to rearrange things. But that's making that whole budget whole from the original request that was very reasonable and a reduction from the prior year of many hundreds of thousands of dollars. So we would like to make that whole so that we can operate the personnel budget or benefits and also the labor.
I'm getting that whole picture. I was simply suggesting that itemizing exactly what you're going to spend that money for, like Mr. Goggins did, which makes it clear what the money is going to be spent to, it would make your case simple. But what I've received so far is very generalized answers which haven't answered my question, which is, what specifically do you intend
to spend? Well, when the cut was made, it wasn't made specifically either. It was a dollar amount to the personnel budget. It was not specifically to any line. That's how it was made. So when we took that cut, we then submitted to the auditor our views on the amount of money after that cut. And so this is restoring our previous ask for 2019, which, again, was a cut from the previous year.
Thank you. Ms. Novosich would like to speak first, and then we'll talk about that. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All I want to state is, in your own rules, operations committee shall recommend which request should be approved. The county board will be asked to add funds to pay for such one-time expenditures to the subsequent fiscal year's budget. One-time expenditures.
Mr. Madison, you've...
I have another comment, and everybody had a chance to speak again.
Mr. Parkinson.
Thank you. This will be my last one, I promise. So you both just sat here and told us how you want to reward people for being good with their budget. However, I have in the packet as well a memorandum for Mr. Hume dated July 2nd, 2018, where he's going to change those rules next year. And the county board chairman, under number two there, it says the county board chairman will be evaluating your entire budget request. The goal for fiscal year 2019 budgets, which is going to be next year's, that are funded by property tax is for a $0 increase from the fiscal year 2018 budget. For fiscal year 2018 baseline is the budget it approved by the board in November of 2017 does not include any reappropriations from fiscal year 2017 cost savings. We are asking that your budget requests represent your best estimate of the cost of providing the service you're responsible for. Please also be aware that past practice of reappropriation of current year cost savings from fiscal year 2018 should not be assumed for any budget funded by property taxes. So next year, you're changing the rules. It's okay this year,
no.
And you're not following the rules of the county. And if you guys vote for this, I want you to know that you're violating the own rules that we have in our county for doing this, because he's not giving you what those expenditures are for. That's my whole point here. The money's not necessary. He has all the money he needs for his own budget. This is excess money in both of these accounts. They both have the money for the expenditures they're asking for. This is excess money in these accounts, and they can't do it because it doesn't outline exactly what these one-time expenditures are. You're violating
first
the rules.
First, Mr. Hume, and then Ms. Navas.
Mr. Parkinson, I'm glad you outlined that, and I like the way that sounds, because our intention was to have our departments come in with a $0 amount year-to-year budgets. And what I would like to congratulate most of the departments in the county, including elected officials, Republicans and Democrats, we mostly accomplished that. That was a very big accomplishment. And so the personnel budget was submitted lower than the previous year. So our goal was a $0 amount budget. So when we submitted the personnel budget, it had a big reduction in it. There was an additional reduction done on the very last day, and this reappropriation is to restore it. And on guidance from the finance chairman, Lisa Champoli, she said for us to find that money. But luckily, we had saved quite a bit of money from the previous year, so we can make it whole. And that's the intention here.
Thank you. Ms. Navasich?
Yes. I asked earlier to hear from Auditor Fasten, and I would like to hear from him on this now, please.
I think we've had enough discussion on this, and I believe that the Finance Committee has thoroughly...
Why can't he speak?
He's a county official. He's an elected official.
Please let him speak. Let him have his 3 minutes.
Chairman, remember the board and call the vote.
Yeah. I'd like to call the vote right now. Roll call.
We're voting on the motion to...
We're voting on the motion to amend...
The motion to approve these appropriations that aren't necessary.
To amend the appropriation.
You're voting on my amended motion,
correct? That's
correct.
That's right.
So a vote yes would be to eliminate those two.
A vote of
two.
Yes would be to vote for Mr. Parkinson's amendment. A vote no would be not to vote for that.
Violate the rules.
Okay, so I vote no.
Now we're back to the regular discussion.
Motion fails,
county rules.
And we're back to the original motion, the resolution for reappropriations that Mr. Moore made. Any discussion on that? Yes, Mr. Holliday.
I think it would be a good idea to let an expert speak on this before we make our decisions, and that would be Mr. Fasten.
Okay, I'll let Mr. Fasten speak just briefly.
Thank you. The auditor's office has been referenced three or four times by John, but I just want to say, for the record, they submitted an unbalanced budget to us that needed work to be done on. Okay? Now, when there's a fiscal matter here on the floor, I expect to be able to speak. That's my job. And my job is representing taxpayers. You took a vote without me being able to speak. And I want to alert these folks to what you're voting on. And that my vote was on pay raises. So in the future, if you don't let me speak, I'll find a mechanism to be able to speak to this. But no, it was an unbalanced budget. He's trying to make it sound like, you know, they did great work on this and they didn't do good work on this. And there's people here who will tell you that.
No.
So in the future, Mr. Chairman, how about a little respect? And if it's a fiscal matter at hand I want to speak to. You guys voted on pay raises tonight. I'll say what I said before. There's a Telegraph article last week, no less, saying that there's an ongoing investigation. Okay? That came straight from the Attorney General's office.
Shouldn't he be speaking about what we're voting on, not about what has already happened? Can we please get to the point of this and not what happened? Trying to move this meeting along. We're not. You are here to talk about the vote, and that is it, not what else
happened. Mr. Fasten, you're out of order.
Call the vote, Mr. Chairman.
I call the vote.
I'd like to speak on the matter.
First of all, Mr. Fasten, that was rude and sexist, and I just want to say that right now. As you're yelling and going up there and talking about investigation and talking about people's skirts.
We're back on the original topic.
Yes,
we're
back on the original topic.
I'd like to speak to that.
Yes, this is the motion to reappropriate.
Yes. I just want to make sure you guys understand this, that we were at zero and zero, and with this proposal, we're going to be in deficit spending, and you argued over $2,400, guys, and you're not listening to me on this. I'm right on this. I'm telling you, I'm right on this. You argued over $2,400. Now we're going to vote to go into deficit spending and not fund the full jail project that we all agreed and voted on. Leave the politics out of it. Do what's right, guys. We're violating our own rules here on this. We're violating our own rules. A vote to do
discussion?
This is violating your rules.
Well, any additional discussion?
The jail project, the $2.5 million that was proposed to be transferred from the general fund into capital projects was not included in this.
That's right.
But that's where this money's going to have to come from.
Well, I mean, the vote at hand does not include that $2.5 million. That's just
you are correct. But in order to put that money back in there, Tom, that's where that money's going to have to come out of.
Okay. Any additional discussion?
I want to clarify that there's no deficit spending here. We were under budget $1,884,000. This would reappropriate $541,000. So we would still have a surplus of $1,343,000 even after the reappropriation. So just to clarify, there's no deficit spending. If you're referring to the transfer, we transfer funds all the time, just like we paid, I think, the SLEP or ECHO $3.5 million. That's a transfer. That's not deficit spending.
Thank you. Any additional discussion?
But the problem is you're undoing
what
we've already done.
Mr. Parkinson, you've had numerous times to speak. Mr. Chapman.
Yes. Well, I agree with Mr. Michael. And one of the things that we did work very hard on the Finance Committee was to not only axe a bunch of stuff that we weren't sure was very necessary, but make sure we were below balance. And so if we remain below balance, I don't really have a problem with that. What I hate is deficit spending. So if this is not a deficit, as someone is saying it is, but based on the facts and figures Mr. Michael presents, if it is not a deficit, then I will find myself voting for it. I do think, however, we should probably follow our own rules and make sure we know exactly what we're spending the money on before we vote yes for something. And I must say that my question to Mr. Hume and Mr. Prenzer was not antagonistic. In fact, I thought maybe if we had specifics about the admin budget from personnel, we would see how much good sense that made. Sure. I'm still a little bit in the dark there, but as long as we're under budget, I will be voting yes.
Thank you. Any additional discussion, Mr. Madison?
Mr. Chairman, I remember at the budget meeting where we passed the budget, it was almost a zero increase, but it was still a fraction of an increase. And we asked that be adjusted down.
In the levy.
To zero, yes. And then we also showed the desire to keep one employee on whose money had been cut from that budget. So it seems to me that what you're doing is making whole, like you said, what we asked you to do in that meeting. So thank you.
Any additional discussion? Ms. Kuhn.
Yes, I am going to be voting yes, but I would like to also repeat what Mr. Chapman said. I would like to see things itemized, like to know what I'm voting on a little bit more, so that concerns me a little bit. So that...
Thank you. Ms. Novosich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It appears right now that there is more going out than coming in. And if we don't stick to our own rules and vote as we need to vote, besides parties, don't take parties in consideration. Vote for what's right.
Thank you. Any additional discussion? Mr. McRae?
It's clearly, we have a surplus. I think as Mr. Michael stated, we ended 2018 with a $1.8 million surplus, correct? Right. So we made some of these reappropriations, and we still have a surplus. And so a surplus is a surplus. It's over. It's almost $1.5 million,
good
even
luck.
With the – so there is no negative. I don't know where the deficit thing comes in. I'm mystified
Robin
at that.
Peter to pay Paul.
We did not transfer the $2.5 million, and perhaps we won't be able to transfer that much from the general fund. Perhaps that's true. But that prevents us from going into a deficit situation. And so there's no deficit, right? We're –
Well, Tom, I have to ask you, how are you going to pay for the jail?
Okay, Mr. Parkinson, you've been able to speak many times this evening. Yes, Mr. Madison.
I believe the other party, Mr. Chairman, is assuming that everything that's in the budget is going to be spent. Well, we know that's not always the case.
That's right.
So we could end up with a larger surplus potentially next year if everything doesn't get spent. It may happen, it may not. But we've got to cover ourselves for that, too.
That's right. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Told them they're not getting anything back. They're going to spend it all.
Mr. Foster.
Motion carries. Mr. Moore, on behalf of the Finance Committee, if you could please bring in the resolution regarding the Ford F-150.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen of the board, item D, number one, resolution to purchase one new model year 2018 Ford F-150 crew cab as a replacement vehicle for the Madison County Special Services Area, number one. Finance Committee recommends approval. Would ask you to do the same.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. Roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Michael, on behalf of the Grants Committee, if you could please bring in the resolution.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, your Grants Committee has one item for you to consider this evening, and that is a resolution supporting the realignment of Region 9 Southwestern Economic Development Region and the addition of Jersey County and Calhoun County into LWIA 22. I move for its adoption, and this passed unanimously through committee.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Mr. Chapman, can I get you to confirm your vote? Can I ask that you confirm?
Motion carries. Mr. Wessel, on behalf of the Health Department Committee, if you could please submit the activities report.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, thank you. On behalf of the Health Department Committee, I'd like to bring the activities report in to be placed on file. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Madison, on behalf of – yes, Mr. Holliday. Yes.
January is National Radon Action Month. Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas that can cause lung cancer. You can't see or smell radon. Testing is the only way to know your level of exposure. We need your help spreading awareness. Please tell your friends and families about getting their homes tested for radon. Contact us today. I'm talking about the Madison County Health Department. What you can do is test your home for radon. Short-term test kits are available and inexpensive. $5 kits are available at the Madison County Health Department. Radon is within homes in Madison County. For more information, please contact Environmental Health Sanitarian Molly Peters at 618-296-6075 or mepeters@county.madison.il.us.
Thank you, Mr. Holliday. Mr. Madison, on behalf of the Planning and Development Committee, if you could please bring in the zoning resolutions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. Planning and Development Committee has three items for your consideration. Items Z180072 from Warden, the solar project in Warden has been withdrawn by the applicant, as well as Z180084 has also been withdrawn, as well as Z180082, St. Jacob, that has also been withdrawn. So we will move forward on items Z180083, 84, and 85. I have moved for their adoption, and they passed unanimously in committee.
Matt, can you say that again? I thought you said we were taking out 84.
We are. Which ones are we voting on? We have not taken out, but the applicant has withdrawn items 72, 74, and 82.
82.
So there are no solar issues on the agenda tonight.
Thank you.
And there will not be. It's been withdrawn. The earliest they can be reapplied for is 1 year.
Mr. Chairman?
Okay. Yes.
I just have a comment, since we're on the planning and development. But, you know, with all these solar panel, the interest in, and I think it's wonderful, but we have all these brownfields in Madison County. We've got them, you know, certainly at the old refinery in Wood River and East Alton. In Alton, and I'm probably in Granite City, in these old, and I think we ought to encourage the state to place these solar panels in the brownfields. That seems to be a perfect, a way, and you get no public pushback. I can certainly see why people wouldn't want to live next door to them, and why should we put solar panels in, you know, farmland and things like that? We have all this brown, all these brownfields, and I think we ought to take an active, perhaps you and could reach out to some of our legislators and say, you know, we need to reexamine this. And throughout Illinois, this seems to be a perfect reuse of those otherwise unuseful spaces.
Excellent point. Any other discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
If I could kind of offer a different perspective on that. I appreciate Mr. McCray always says, but on this I have a different point of view. I think we need to proceed cautiously on these. Actually, these 2-megawatt solar arrays are pretty large. I forgot how many acres they take up, but they're pretty significant. I see you're saying putting them in the brown areas not going to be used. But I believe these are long-term commitments of 10 years, I believe, is a contract. And the designer and builder of the arrays, eventually they pass that on, that responsibility for maintenance, on to somebody else to maintain. If this community continues, our purpose here in Madison County is agriculture primarily. We produce a lot of food to this part of the country. And we like to expand, and I think that, you know, down 5 years down the road, if there's a road that wants to go in somewhere, you have to erase there in a way. I mean, it's things that we don't know, and I'm just asking for thought on this, for people to proceed cautiously, because these are long-term responsibilities and commitments on the solar arrays.
Thank you. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Ms. Glasper, on behalf of the Public Safety Committee, if you could please submit the monthly license report.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. Your Public Safety Committee would like to submit its license report, and I ask that it be placed on file.
We have a second? We have a second. Any discussion?
You're okay,
Chairman. Okay, I'm sorry. That's okay. Yeah, Ms. Glasper, if you could also, on behalf of the Public Safety Committee, submit the resolution.
On behalf of the Public Safety Committee and Finance and Government Operations Committee and the ETS Board, we have a resolution to extend the current AT&T service agreement for Madison County 911 Emergency Telephone System Department, and I move this adoption.
Thank you. We have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
May I ask you to confirm your vote?
Motion carries. Mr. Chapman, on behalf of the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, if you could please bring in the resolution.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I move the property trustee resolution unanimously approved by the Tax Cycle Committee on Wednesday, 9 January, be approved by the Madison County Board.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. Roll call. Motion carries. Mr. McCray, on behalf of the Transportation Committee, if you could please bring in the resolutions.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The Transportation Committee has three items for the board's consideration tonight. We have a final payment resolution for the Gateway Commerce Center Drive North, a final payment resolution for 2018 various roadway patching, and a report of bids award of contract for the Siler Road Phase 1. These have been unanimously approved by the Transportation Committee, and I make a motion for their approval.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. Roll call. Motion carries, and I do want to take this opportunity to congratulate County Engineer Mark Cavillo and the Transportation Department, the Highway Department, for an excellent job during the last snowstorm. It continued for a while, and so we've got another one on the way. So, do we have any new business? May I have a motion to adjourn? Yeah, yes, Mr.
Chairman,
Madison.
I would like to say something regarding the ADA work that the recorder was discussing at the beginning of the meeting. This isn't necessarily an ADA project that she was discussing. ADA projects don't have to happen immediately when this law came out. It was when a major renovation takes place, that's when you have to get back up to code and put in ADA things. And you can do other things. You could put a table that someone can pull up to so they can write. They can be assisted with a clipboard and a person helping them write if necessary. The person can always walk around the desk to help. But that's not what this issue was completely about. Yes, they would like to lower their counter. I understand. I believe money has been appropriated for that, and it was less than they asked for. But there was also some maneuverability issues. But $17,000 of that approximately was for new furniture. And I understand that their furniture is in better shape than many of the offices at the county. And they also asked for flooring that isn't the standard of the county, which was vinyl, which isn't a bad idea. But one piece you can't repair easily, and vinyl in squares tends to move over time and produce gaps. But the carpeting we use comes in squares, so if one gets ruined, you can easily replace it. The flooring that she asked for was $10 a yard. The carpet that we use is $2 a yard.
Mr. Madison, I'm a little uncomfortable because I think you're speaking from your perspective, and there is another perspective out there, and we're near the end of the meeting, and I think maybe discussion.
As the former chairman of the Facilities Committee, I know a little bit about this, and it wasn't all the information that everyone needed to hear.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I also would like to make a comment on that. Even though the compliance was not made when it came out, we should have sometime try and be adhering to that. One thing that I would like to have addressed because of that is the doorway to the veterans' office. It's not accessible for people with wheelchairs.
Okay,
so things like that are things that we can do to help that out.
We can address them, but if we tried to address every ADA issue with every building in Madison County, we wouldn't have enough money.
Thank you. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye.